You're holding Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, last Gemara was that Omer Rav Ami said that Heniach Sor Agabi Yisav Holach V'Yoshav Lev Nischam Tzom Yileo is Chayav Olah K'meisah Shabbos. Before the last Gemara we had was Rav Ami said that if someone takes a sour sourdough and puts it on top of dough of a mincha, and he goes away and by itself the dough of the mincha becomes chametz, so Yechayiv, even though you yourself did not make it chametz, it happened by itself, but that's called the maisa that Yechayiv. And the brings the Rai, you said k'maisa Shabbos. It's like k'maisa Shabbos. And Rashi explained, just like Yechayiv on Shabbos, if you put meat down on top of coals and it roasts by itself, still Yechayiv for it. So you're also putting down sourdough on top of a dough of a mincha and becomes chametz, Yechayiv. Now the Gemara's question, is it true? Umaisa Shabbos ki agavdim in Mechayiv? Are you chayiv for this just for putting down a piece of meat on top of the coals? The Gemara says it's not true. The Omar Rabba Bar Bachona. Here's the topic of the Gemara, Daf Nun Zayin, that Omar Reb Yochanan says, Haniach bosu agavdim gecholom. If somebody takes meat on Shabbos and puts it on top of coals, so it depends. Hefech boi chayiv. If he turns around the coals, turns around the meat on the coals to make it burn better, then he's chayif for tzliya on Shabbos. But loy hefech boy, if he does not turn around the coals, then potter is potter. So you see, for the mice of just putting it down on top of the coals, you talk a potter. So what do you mean to say here? If you put the sourdough on top of the dough, you chayif, it's not done with the mice of Shabbos. Someone says, oh, my rovo, my chayif nami de koma. You know what he meant to say that you chayif? What did Rav Ami mean to say that Yechayiv? He meant to say, K'maisa Tzli Sol Shabbos. He meant to say Yechayiv on a Maisa Tzli of Shabbos. So Rashi says, what he meant to say was Kloimar. Hocha Chayiv Yanocha B'Yalmo. Here when you put the sourdough on top of the Mincha Yechayiv, just putting it there. Ki Heicha the Mechayiv B'Shabbos, Emo Yoysa Bo Maisa Tzli Gomer. Just like on Shabbos, in a case that you would do a Maisa Gomer of Tzli of roasting it. Rashi says, it means Shehefech Boy. We talk, you have the meat on the coals, and then you turn around the coals. Dosa mikola flugei. And the pshat is this by coals on Shabbos, we'll soon see. Here you can make a difference. Bein hofach aloi hofach. Whether you turn it over or not. Kagar mikagabna, the Gemara will soon explain. Ma'ashenken over here by chimutz, there's not enough gemina. As long as you put the sourdough down on top of the regular mincha, and that causes the mincha to become into chametz, for that you'll be chayiv. Now the Gemara explains, goof what we just say, that Omer Rabba Bar Bachon, Omer Rav Yechanan, Haniach Bosu Agabi Gecholim. If you leave meat on top of Gecholim, on top of coals, so on Shabbos it depends. Hefach Bo Chayiv, if you turn around the coals to make it burn better than Yechayiv. But Lehefach Bo Potter, if you do not turn them around, then you'll be Potter. So Gemara says, let's see, Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Hechidami. Elaine, if you want to tell me, Di Lehefach Bo, Leh Bishol, if they're by not turning around the coals to make it hotter, it would not roast the meat. So chorp shit avati apota, like you didn't roast the meat. Hell of the case must be di le mahapech le nami hebe vishol, that even if you wouldn't turn around the coals, still lemaisa, the heat of the coals itself would have been mabash, would have been roasted the meat. If so, my le mechayiv, like a warranty chayiv then. The chur you roasted meat on Shabbos, you should be chayiv. So more says, let's tweak of the case here, this bryser is di le hefech boy. Have a bishul mitzadechol k'maycha ben rishoy. That if you wouldn't have turned around the coals, then there's enough heat right now that at least one side of the meat would have been cooked k'maycha ben rishoy. That's the way, maycha ben rishoy means the way the granovim eat it. They don't have enough time to roast the meat, they have to eat it very fast. So Rashi says that's considered a shlish. If it's one third roasted, now we'll soon see one third on one side you're not chayiv. That's the chiddush, that you're not chayiv, even though you cooked it on one side, k'macha ben rusoi, but since it's only on one side, not the other side of the meat, therefore you'd be potter. Now, v'chi mahapach bei bishrom ashnei tzadim, k'macha ben rusoi, but now that you turn around the coals, you make it hotter, now at least both sides of the meat have cooked one third k'macha ben rusoi. Then you'd be chayiv. So k'mash malon, the chiddush over here is, k'mash malon, to hold mitzad echot, k'maycha ben derisoi, loy klumu, that's the chiddush. That as long as it's only on one side that's being roasted, k'maycha ben derisoi, that's not called a bishul. Mash, if you would have roasted the thing completely, k'maycha ben derisoi, on both sides, then you'd be chayiv, that's also called bishul on Shabbos. But here, since it was only done on one side, that's the Chiddush, and that's not called a Bishul. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav, a Rav says, V'yimnitz loboy k'gregris mitzadecha b'mokam echot. That's even if on one side of the meat it was roasted the size of a gregris in one place, then you'd be chayiv. As always, the shear by Shabbos, the shear of food, is always the size of a gregris, a dried out fig. So if it would be roasted even on one side, then you'd be chayiv. In other words, if, like Rashi says, it's liya gemura, if you would have roasted the meat to make it edible, then even though it's only on one side, as long as you have the size of a gregris, you'd be chayiv. That's what we say before, you need both stadim. That's only because it was Kamaicha ben Jerusoi. But if it be a Tzliya Gemuri, even on one side, if you roasted the size of a gregorous worst of the meat, you'd be chayiv. So that's a diik that Rava says, V'nitzla b'ek a gregorous mitzadech v'mokam echad is chayiv. Omele Ravin l'Ravashi. So Ravin said, Dr. Ravashi, v'mokam echadin mashmoni, because you roasted the whole gregorous in one place, in one part of the meat together. But if you were to roast a little bit of meat here, a little bit of meat over there, together it would be the size of a gregris, then you'd be potter. Mashma, the whole size has to be in one place of the meat. For the more of your tanam, it went like this. Hakadeach, if you drill a hole in the wall on Shabbos, so kol shu chayiv, yechayiv mishrim binyan, even the kol shu, the smallest amount. So the question is, what are we talking about over here? Leimim v'mokim echad, you only drill one hole. The Chorokol Shulamai Chazi, what is it fit for? You can't do anything for it, with it. So what are you chayiv for? Where's the binyan here? Elo Lav is in the case talking about Bishnayim Moshleshim Mekaymois, that you made a hole in two or three places, one next to another. To Chazal and Tziruf, to the fact that Pshat is these three holes together, you can starve to make them into one big hole, and then you could put things inside it. So that would be called binyan. So who you see him starve one or two or three places together? That made the hole kosher in one place. Ah, yes, the question, what is it fit for? The answer is the chozi levava deaklida. It's fit like for a keyhole. Therefore, even this one hole is fit to be used. So if you have no proof to ask the question, to say that two or three places also be mitzaref. Now, the Ikad Yami Sam say no. That Amar Rav Rabataka said, that even though you roast this gregorous worth of meat, even though it's not all in one place, it's in two or three places on this big piece of meat, still you'd be chayiv. So, Malay Ravina Ravashi, let me bring you proof of this. We also learn like this. That it says, that someone that makes a hole, even the smallest amount, you chayiv. So, question again, what's the case talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me b'makom echad, you make the hole in one place. The horakol shulamai chazi, what does it fit for, this small hole? El alav is, in the case, talking about bishnayim ashleshim mekayim, she made it in two or three places. And the answer is the chaz letziruf. It's fit to, like b'mitzaref, put a few holes together to use them. So here you see that you are mitzaref, you could put together, combine them to two or three holes. So here also you combine the bishul together. So it's a raya to rova. Lord, it's not the pshat. Liyelim really, I'll tell you, b'makim echad, that he made the hole in one place. And the Torah says, what is it fit for? To chazin above the yaklida. It's fit for keyhole. We'll hold the keys. Turn around, but look like this. Ilu nemach, the pasuk would have just said, Ashadakrivu l'Hashem, l'isas ha-chomitz, that something that you makri for korban like to Hashem, you should not make a chomitz. Square, that means the kmitza of the mincha, that you plan to burn, that part should not be made out of chametz. As Ayisiyem, I would have said, Ein li yel b'loisa se chametz, el chametz bovad. You know what part of the mincha you overlove? Only the chametz itself. If the part of the chametz you plan to burn, that part you can't make into chametz. There's a love. But mincha minayin, how do you know the rest of the mincha that you don't make the chametz on? How do you know there's a love not to make that chametz? Tam Levin, the Pasuk says, Mincha, says the word Mincha, it says, Ashatakribu Lashem, Kol Mincha, Ashatakribu Lashem, Asasa Chomets, Asasa says the word Mincha. Now, Shar Menachis Minayin, how do we know other Menachis also? Rashi says, because the high crow of this Pasik, the Minchas Machesh Tziv, how do I know to say other Menachis also, there's this law of not to make it chometz. Talmud, the pasuk says, "Kol ha-mincha shatkrivu la-Hashem, any mincha that you makriv to Hashem, the pshat is you're not going to make it chometz." So, a core point of the deek is also share of leipsula, that only if the mincha is kosher is the law not to make it chometz dik. But if it's psula, then let's say the mincha has a psul yaitzi on it, or Rashi said the mincha is tomei, then they would not be allowed to make it chometz. Mikanomer, from here we learn out that a mechametz is like sheir v'chayiv. If somebody makes a mincha that was kosher into chometz, tzichayiv, v'yest apsulu pato. If you make a mincha that's possible anyway into chometz, then you would not be over lav. You'd be pato from the lav. So the Gemara says, boira papa papa asks a question like this. What's going to be chimtza? That first you made the mincha chometz, v'yotzeitz, and then you took it outside the Beis HaMikdash. So it became possible. V'chazav v'chimtza, now you made a chometz a second time. At the first one just needed it, and now you want to form it, or you want to bake it. What's the loch amal? Kivon v'yotzeitz, since this mincha, the dough, went outside the Beis HaMikdash, ifsala became possible. Ifsala v'yotzeitz. And therefore, we have before, v'chihodah v'chametz lo, loy mechayiv lo. Then later, when you make it into chometz, you should be potter. Like we had before, Yoni Chayiv on a Ksheira, not on a Psula. But Mechayiv lo Mishur Mechametz Acha Mechametz, because the Mincha is possible already. Or do we maybe know, the Svara should be, Kivon the Chimtza possible. Once you made it Chometz, this Mincha anyway became possible. If so, Yoytze Le Mahani Bey, that that you take the Mincha outside the Beis HaMikdash now, it doesn't make a difference, because it was possible before the fact you made it into Chometz. If so, the chihada later when you go and make a chometz a second time, like after you need it, now you form it or you bake it, mechametz lo mechayiv lo, mishum mechametz acha mechametz. Maybe here you would be chayiv. It's only if the pshat is the mincha became poser first, and then you made a chometz, and that you potter. Mashaken over here, where first you made it chometz, and for that you were chayiv. Says so, now the psul yoytze doesn't make enough gemina. So it's like the psul yoytze is not here. That's the lach we have in the Mishnah before. So if you make the mincha chometz once, you make the lisha that way, you need it. And then you go and form it or bake it, you chayiv a second time. So maybe here in this case, even though it has the psul yaitzi in between, but since the psul yaitzi does not matter, does not change it, does not give it any nudinim, maybe still you be chayiv for chometz acha chometz. Or maybe no, that's a take. It's a shail on the Gemara. Now the Gemara declares, Boyi Rav Mori. Rav Mori has a shail like this. What's going to be chimtza b'roisha shal mizbeach mal? Let's say you made the mincha chometz on the top of the mizbeach. What's going to be the locha? The pasuk says asher takrivu omer rachmona v'akrivu. Like maybe the lav is that called mincha asher takrivu l'Hashem l'sach the chometz. So the lav is not to bring it closer towards the mizbeach. In other words, if the mincha first became chometz, now there's a lav not to bring it closer towards the mizbeach. But over here, that the mincha was brought to the mizbeach, it wasn't chometz yet. It first became chometz on top of the mizbeach, so maybe there's no lav. Or do we maybe know? Mechusa rak Torah, ke mechusa maisa domi. But the mice, you didn't burn it yet. Since you didn't burn it yet, it's still bechlal this posik of kol mincha, asher agrivu l'Hashem, is you should not make it into chometz. Since you still have to make a maisa rak Torah, maybe the lav will still apply. Like Rashi said, you still have to put it lit now, right? You still have to put it on top of the fire. So maybe it's still cold, like a mice has to be done to it. So maybe you would be over the lav. Maybe you would get Malchus. There's a shell on the Gemara. Now the Gemara asks, Vahashto denaf kolei mikol ha-mincho. Now the Vodasha from the Posse kol ha-mincho. And not only the Kemitza is over the lav, not to make into chometz, but even the rest of the mincho also. Any part of the mincha you cannot make into chometz. If so, asher takrivu l'Hashem lomli. So why does the pasuk have to say the takrivu, which is mashmona the kmitza, mashmona the kmitza the lav, not to make it into chometz? So what do we need this pasuk for? Once it says mikol ha-mincha, any part of the mincha, so why do we need the pasuk to say asher takrivu, which is mashmona the kmitza? So when it says miboyle, the chiddush is like this: we need it likiratani, like we learned. The pasuk says asher takrivu. That even the part of the mincha that you makriv, that part also should not be chometz, is l'rabois minchas nesachim l'chimutz. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Lili, that the Chiddush is that a minchas nesachim also there's a law not to make it into chametz, because the chiluk is before the other menachis. Maybe when the shiraim is nechot of the kahanim, then there's a law not to make the mincha chametz. But over here, by minchas nesachim, when the whole thing is burnt, there's no part that's eaten by the kahanim. Maybe there's no law. Maybe there's no law of chametz. So the Chiddush know even a mincha that the whole thing is burnt, still there's a law not to make it into chametz. These are the words of Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Akiva Raimer, Le Rabbis Lechem Aponim Lechimutz. The Chiddush is that Lechem Aponim is made on Shabbos also cannot be made from Chametz. And the Chiddush is that Lechem Aponim, even though there's no pot that's burnt on the Mizbeach, there's no Kmitza, still you're not going to make Lechem Aponim from Chametz. Ma'ashen Kein Minch, here. Now the more is the question, Minchas Nesochim, that the Minchas Nesochim, Lechur Mei Perisim, is made from Mei Peris. And so, Mei Peris ain't machmitzim. So what's the shalom of making a chametz? Mei Peris can't make machmitzit. No, Minchas Nesachim, you only have the flour and the shemen. So the shemen is Mei Peris. It's the Peris of the olives. So that does not make it a chametz. But that speaks out. Bishar Medochus, you do without renew. Clear that you'll have to put water inside it. So that's the shalom. When you put water inside it, make sure it doesn't become chametz. But the Minchas Nesachim, the halakha mina is, you can't have any water. You only have to have shemen. If so, what's the shal not to let it become chametz? It can't become chametz anyway. Just flour and oil cannot become chametz. Samara says, no, I'm a Rosh Lakish, I'm a Hoy Rabbi Yosef Lili, that minchas nesachim megavlo b'mayim mekshero, that you're allowed to put water into the minchas nesachim. True, you have to have flour and oil, but you're allowed to put some water in there. That's enough kamina. When you put water inside there, now you have to be careful, it does not become chametz. You have to be careful. So therefore, this issa not to make a mincha into chametz applies also to minchas nesachim. Now the Gemara asks, lechem aponim midas yovishi. Let's see, the lechem aponim, the flour, when they first measured off the flour, it's a dry measurement. So they measured it in a clay that measures dry, yovishi. If so, v'shamanu leil Rabbi Kiva. We hear that Rabbi Kiva sheeter is the yom that he says, midas yovish leinis kachom. That a measuring cup that measures off something dry does not have a kedushas aguf to it. It's not a klisharus. So if so, the question is, how could it be kibudashim before that would be mar by the lechem aponim? When the pasuk says, "Mikol hamincha shetek rivu," is the rabbis even the lechem aponim also applies nisa chametz? Why is there a nisa chametz by the lechem aponim? The lechem aponim first gets its kedusha when it goes on the shulchan. That's after it's baked already. But beforehand, it was not put into a klisharis. You measure it in a midas halach, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it has no kedusha. So since the mincha has no kedusha yet, there should be no issa to make it chametz, like a first ketzas kedusha when it goes on the shulchan. And so whatever you do to it before, you should not apply the issa of chametz. So Gemara says, if so, enechnami, that it was that sholach, the gish should be rabavin, sholach rabavin mishmed Rabbi Yechanan, that kachi hatzos mishnah enachname. This is the way you're supposed to learn the brayso we had before, and the epoch change it around. And the pshat and the drush are like this: when the pasuk says ashetak rivu, that there's an issa to make a minchin to chametz lerabbis lechem aponim lechimut divrei Rabbi Yosef Lili. Enachname, it's Rabbi Yosef Lili that makes this type of a drusha, and no talk called even the midas hayovish was kodesh. Therefore, the flour has the kedusha to it. Therefore, there's a law not to make that flour of the lechem upon him into chametz. That's the Yosef Lili. But in a chlam, according to Rabbi Kiva, you do not make such a drosha. What does Rabbi Kiva do with this posik? Rabbi Kiva says, L'rabbis minchas nesachim lechimutz. The chiddush is that a minchas nesachim, even though the whole thing is kulei kolo, the whole thing is burnt, still there's an issa not to let that door become chametz. Like we had before, even though it's with my peris, it's with shemen, but since if you put some water in, still it's kosher. So when you put water into the flour, you have to be careful to make sure it does not rise, does not become into chametz. And the Gemara says now, the oz the Rabbi Yochanan l'taymei, and Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his own tam. Now that the Rabbi Yochanan changes around the girsa, and he says that Rabbi Yosef Glili is the one that's marba lechem upon him. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, he holds that a midas hayovish is kodesh. So that's Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasoi. That Rabbi Yochanan, the Yom Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yosef Glili, V'yechod mitalmidei Rabbi Yishmael on Mudavar Echod. And if you're saying, one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yishmael said the same thing. Omani, who is that Talmud? Rabbi Yashia. What do they say? The Tani will learn like this. When the Pasuk says, Vayimoshchom v'yikadishoysom. So Vayimoshchom, you anointed them with oil, and then v'yikadishoysom, you makadish them. So Rabbi Yashia Omer, Midas halach nimshach bein mibifnim bein mibachutz. Of Midas halach, if you want to measure something liquidy, you could be nimshach it inside the Beis Hamikdash or outside. Because these Midas, these measuring cups, and Rashi says of a lach, that's a hin, a chatzi hin, that used for measuring, so when they were nimshach, when they anointed that clear, the measuring cup, it could be anointed both inside the Beis Hamikdash or both outside. Ma'ashenkin of Yashio's Midas Yovish, a cup that's used to measure off Yovish, then nimshachu bifnim, you have to make the Mashiach inside the Beis Hamikdash. That's where you have to anoint that kli, because it's called the kli shoras, and therefore v'yein nimshachu mivachutz. You're not allowed to anoint that kli outside. So kopanim, we see the Rabbi Yashio holds that he holds that a midas hayovish does have kedusha to it, and therefore the nimshach has to dafka be bifnim. So it's good that Rabbi Yechon is the one that says that Reb Yosef Lili holds like Rabbi Yashio. That's what I was saying before. The Yechon is the one that says that Yosef Lili is the one that dashins that lechem upon him has an issa chomis to it, because since it has its kedusha from its midas hayavish, therefore it has the law of chomis also. So it's good that Reb Yosef Lili holds like Rabbi Yashio. That's yeshita. However, Reb Yonason and Reb Yonason argues in Reb Yashio and holds no. Reb Yonason Oimer, he says like this, that midas halach, the measuring cups that you use to measure of the oil, liquid, nimshachu mibifnim. He also does have kedusha, and therefore they have to anoint the daf inside the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, v'ein nimshachu mibachutz. You're not allowed to anoint it outside, because it wouldn't get its kedusha outside. What about midas yavish? What about the cups you use to measure of flour, you measure of something that's yavish dry? He holds, Reb Yonason holds, l'nimshachu kolika. You do not have to be be anointed at all. Because he holds, the midas hayovish do not give any kedusha at all. And Tedaloch, where's the Yonason's proof that a midas hayovish has no kedusha? Sherei ein mekadeshes, because it has no kedusha, the flour, unless it's baked. After it's baked, it first gets the kedusha. That is, the tanner is what's mekadeshit, not before. What's his proof? The pasuk says, by Bikurim, mi moishvoiseichem toviyu lechem tnufa, shtayim, shnei esreinim, solus tiyenu, chomets teafenu, bikurim lashem, that this should be bikurim. So it's not really bikurim, it means here the shtei alechem. But the pasuk calls the shtei alechem, you bring bikurim lashem. So, Rabbi Yonason holds, ein mosai hein lashem, when does the shtei alechem have its kedusha? Only liyacha shenefa, only after it was baked. In other words, the kelim that we use to measure it off, those kelim were not clear sharas, did not have kedusha in it. Therefore, it does not have to be anointed at all. It first receives its kedusha when it's baked in the oven. The oven, that's the kli that's mekadeshit. That's Rabbi Yonason Shita. Be'erech Nami, Rabbi Yashio, not like that, Rabbi Yashio holds that the midas hayovish has kedusha, and it is mekadesh what goes inside it. And therefore, the Mashiach has to be done b'davka inside the Azorah. So it's good that Rabbi Yechonin says, both Rabbi Yisraelin and Rabbi Yashia say the same thing. Now the Gemara says, the Maikim of Lugi, what's the Machlokes of Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Yashia? B'Oisam, when the Pasuk says the word B'Oisam, Rabbi Yashia, Sover Oisam, Lemuta Midas Yovesh Pachutz. Oisam means, it says Rashi Oisam Bifnim, means Shokli Mashma, you need the Kalim inside. So, that the Midas Yovesh cannot be done outside. The Kedusha has to be, the Mashiach has to be done inside, because it has the Shem Kli Sharas to it. And therefore the flour that goes into it later receives Kedusha. For Rabbi Yonason Sava, no, Midas Yavesh Cholhu. He holds Midas Yavesh Cholhu, has no Kedusha at all. La Yitzra Krola Mutei. I do not need a Pasuk to say that Kli HaYavesh, you cannot be Moshiach it outside. Shita you could, it's Chol. Ki Yitzra Krola, we don't need a Pasuk for Lamute Midas Lach Mivachutz. The Chiddush of the Pasuk is that a midas, a measuring cup that you measure off the oil, the Revias Tehin, Chav Tehin, that the Kedusha has to, the Mashiach has to be done inside and not outside. So it should come out now. Lema, let's say, Lema Nami Rabbi Kiva, Why don't we say now the Rabbi Kiva, that the one that says that the Midas Hayovish has no Kedusha to it, he goes like also one of the Tamidim of Rabbi Yishmael, Omani, who was that? Rabbi Yenison. So why don't we say that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yenison hold the same way, just like Rabbi Kiva, just like Rabbi Yechanan said, that Rabbi Yasi Aglili and Rabbi Yashi hold the same way, that it does have Kedusha, the Midas Hayovish. So why don't we say that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yenison both have the same Shita, that the Midas Hayovish does not have Kedusha. So Mar says, no, Mishum Deloy Shavu, the Midas Lach Ladodi. There is, by the Midas Halach, they do not agree. And they both agree by Midas Hayovish, that has no Kedusha, but by Midas Halach, here there's a Machlaikis. Rashi says, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yenison, and Midas Lach. Because Rabbi Yenison says that Midas Lach gets Kedusha Mivifnim, but not outside. Rabbi Kiva Sava, no, Mivifnim, Mivachus Neskachu, the Perak Shtay Midas, Rabbi Gemara later. Therefore, since they do not have the exact same shitas, Rabbi Yekiva and Rabbi Yenison, that's where Rabbi Yechon does not say they hold the same way. Even though as far as Midas Hayavish goes, they do hold the same thing, but since as far as Midas Halach goes, it's not the same shita, it does not compare them together. Oh, Malera Popole Abayo, Voika Bisa Delachu, there's this kli called the Bisa, it's like the kneading pot, where they used to knead the Shtehel Echem. And that Bisa was also a kli that used to measure lach with. So the kitzah was a kli sharis, and still the dough of the lechem aponim went into it. So Maris says like this, no, Amalei, kagoyin shalash agave katavlo. Tell you here, we're talking about where the lisha, they needed it, stam on a piece of skin, Rashi says, that has no kedusha to it. So that was a kash on the kli sharis, like when you first measure it out, the kelim you measure it in was with a midas hayovish. That has no kedusha. I let it when you knead it out. It doesn't badafka have to be done on a kli sharis. It could be done some on a piece of skin. So we ask the question, Yochi, if so, to call Malay Rabbi Yenison. That's what they said to Rabbi Yenison. That Teidlach bring you proof. Shireina mikadeshes. It has no kedusha. There was in the morning before, the Yenison wanted to bring a raya that a midas hayovish has no kedusha at all. Because the pasuk says, first that the Kedusha was first chal after the Afir when they baked it, but before when they measured it had no Kedusha, that's the Rabbi Yenison's proof that the Midas Hayovish has no Kedusha. So Moriah should have asked back. So like Rabbi Yasha should have asked back to Rabbi Yenison, what's your ayah? He should have said back, Lamer, they should have answered back to Rabbi Yenison and said, Kagoyin the Kail will be Yisar on the Choyl. Maybe there's a case, without talking about, where they put the Yisar and they first measured off in a Choyldeka measurement cup. If they would have done it in a regular measuring cup, maybe then it would have been a Kaddishit. So what's the right there that has no Kedusha? If you tell them that it's possible sometimes doing a different type of a Kli, maybe they're also. So what was Yenison's Raya? From the fact that the Pasuk said that the Shtei Lechem first has its Kedusha. Bishachti Afiyah, maybe then when they measured it, they used the Keli Shochel. Samar says, no, that's not a good Teretz. Holy Ash, what does one have to do with the other? Bishleim Bisa, like Kosar Rachmano, to levet visa, lemelish bay. Bashas, you're kneading the dough. The Torah doesn't say what type of a kli you have to use to knead. So even though there was a visa, a kli sharis to use, sometimes they could do it on skin. It doesn't madafka have to be the kneading to be done in a kli sharis. So therefore we say, chilash lo agave, ketav lo les lombo. If they made the lisha of the shtel lechem with lechem upon him, on top of a piece of skin, it'd also be good. Ela, but over here, when they measured off, the lechem aponim, eli sorin, that's that you have to have the exact amount of an isorin of flour. That it says in the Torah. The Torah says, visorin solus. If so, kibun the amrachmona, since the Torah says, in isorin, ovid isorin, the kayobay, so you have to measure it in the isorin, that's the klisharis, you have to measure it. So that's tamastava to say that shavik isorin the kredish, the kayob isorin the chil, that's tamastava. Like if that's Rabbi Yenison's Raya, that if you want to tell me like you Rabbi Yeshia that the Yisorin, this Midas Hayovish has Kedusha to it, how is it possible to leave it over that Kli Shoris that you're supposed to use and use a Kli Chol? Because the Torah talks about the measuring of the Yisorin. So that's Rabbi Yenison's Raya, no, that there's no such Kedusha on the Kli Yisorin, on the Kli Hayovish that you measure off dry things with, it has no Kedusha. So there it's a good proof, because if there would have been a Kli Shoris of measuring Yovish, Pshiti, you would have to use it, you cannot use something else. It's only here by kneading, even though there is a klisharis to knead with, but the Torah doesn't talk about the kneading. Therefore, the kneading would not have to dafka be done in the bisa. There you could do it agabe kitavla. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabban and Melodin Abrayas like this, Minan, how do we know to say, Lamalo mi bosa chatis, if somebody takes the meat of a korban chatis, or mi bosa roshim, or the meat from a korban roshim that's supposed to be eaten by the kohanim, or else mi bosa kotshe kadoshim, or mi kotshe kalim, or else mi moiser oimer, if you take the leftover of the oimer that's supposed to be eaten, that's the shirayim that's left over from the kohanim, that the kohanim are allowed to eat. Or else the moiser shtei lechem, for the leftover of the shtei lechem. Let's see what that means. The moiser shtei lechem, or mi lechem aponim from lechem aponim. Or else umi shirei menachos from all the rest of the shirayim leftover of a mincha. How do we know to say shuba loisafei that there's a law not to burn it? In other words, you're only allowed to burn what the mitzvah is to burn. But if the mitzvah is to eat it, you're not allowed to burn it. Even agav yamizbeach. How do we know to say there's a law not to burn it? Talmud Lemon, this the pasuk says, "Ki chol sor v'chol devash tesektiv remenu ishel Hashem." So we dashin kol shum imenu liishim hareya b'bal tektiru. Anytime there's something that's supposed to be burnt, so only that is supposed to be burnt. But the rest of it is allowed not to burn it. Like Rashi says, "Kol shum imenu liishim kol shol kfar imenu lemizbeach." Any part of it that went on the mizbeach already. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side.